The Trump administration's immigration policies and crackdown in cities has sparked fear and chaos in many communities, and also pushback at several levels. On Wednesday, the Trump administration launched its immigration crackdown in New Orleans, and on Thursday, some local residents responded.
No ICE, no truth! The people united will never be defeated!
Several dozen protesters were forcibly removed from a city council meeting after they disrupted the agenda, urging city leaders to create ICE-free zones. The British Guardian posted video online.
You have to leave. Exit.
I'm trying.
Several hundred agents from Customs and Border Protection and Immigration and Customs Enforcement are taking part in the two-month operation. They're aiming to arrest 5,000 immigrants in New Orleans and across Louisiana, saying they're targeting immigrants with violent criminal pasts. But that many arrests would be more than the number tallied during a two-month blitz this fall around Chicago, a region with a much larger immigrant population. The president of the New Orleans City Council says he cannot see any way a sweep of New Orleans would result in the arrests of 5,000 criminals. And such immigration enforcement actions are not just happening in big cities like New Orleans and Chicago. A quiet town in Arkansas, best known as the home to Walmart, has become another hotspot. Arrests in Benton County, Arkansas, have split families and spread fear. Several Democratic lawmakers are responding to the Trump administration's actions with legislation. Democratic Congressmember Pramila Jayapal of Washington is pushing legislation to rein in enforcement practices.
We are here today to say enough. Our Dignity for Detained Immigrants Act has a remarkable, unprecedented 123 original co-sponsors. Before we've even introduced it, 123 co-sponsors, and it overhauls the detention system. It drastically scales back the use of detention. It ensures that every single immigrant who is in detention has their human and civil rights protected.
The Dignity for Detained Immigrants Act would phase out the use of private, for-profit detention centers, prohibit the detention of children, and require Homeland Security to allow unannounced inspections of detention centers by lawmakers. Jayapal was joined at her news conference by Mahmoud Khalil, who was the first campus activist swept up by the Trump administration's crackdown on Palestinian activists.
There's nothing called civil detention. Detention is detention. That's the point of detention. And detention under this administration has become as a tool for punishment, as a tool for terrorizing communities, to instill fear into U.S. societies, because ICE is acting as Trump militia.
Over in the Senate, Democrat Dick Durbin of Illinois has reintroduced the Dreamers Act to protect undocumented migrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. He spoke at a news conference on the measure.
This moment in the history of our nation is a terrible, challenging moment for so many people, not just the Dreamers, but immigrants in general. I've been both angry and heartbroken to watch masked federal agents parading in their combat uniforms with automatic weapons in the city of Chicago. I've seen them wreak havoc in these communities and sow fear among people who are afraid to even go outside to go to church or to go shopping. And it's time that we bring an end to this madness that's happening in the streets of the cities of America.
Durbin says the fight has just begun. There's no telling when it will end. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.